Hello everyone, and today let's talk about getting up. 我们今天来聊一聊起床这件事儿。那么在聊之前呢，请大家先闭上眼睛，光听，看看能听出多少东西来。准备好，我们马上开始。In 3, 2, 1. On a weekday, I usually get up around 6:30 a.m., but I set my alarm to go off at 6:20 so that I can hit the snooze button to sleep another 10 minutes.My roommate thinks I'm crazy, but doing this in the mornings actually helps me wake up. I'm a night owl, not an early bird like she is, so I need an extra few minutes to get going in the morning. One reason it's so hard to get up is because my bedroom and my bed are so comfortable. I splurged and bought a bed with a very soft, thick mattress.I also have matching sheets and pillowcases and a comforter that is made of goose down. Even my nightstand matches my sheets and the rest of my bedroom. I decorated it so that it would be restful after a busy day at work. When I get up, the first thing I do is put on my robe. It's always so cold in the apartment in the mornings, no matter what time of year it is. Then I usually make my bed.I hated making my bed when I was little, but now it's become a routine. Sometimes, though, I'm so tired that I sleep in for just a little too long, and then the bed definitely doesn't get made. On those days, I wish I could sleep in all day. And that's it. 大家看一下，听了第一遍之后能够抓住一些关键的细节吗？比如说作者一般几点起床啊？他的闹钟一般几点响啊？他为什么起床这么难呢？他起床之后第一件事做什么呀？然后做什么呀？为什么要这样做呀？这些问题你都能回答出来吗？如果可以的话，证明这段素材的听力啊，你算是过关了。如果还不行的话，欢迎大家调回音频，重新听两遍。This episode is called Getting Up. The verb to get up means to get out of your bed, to leave your bed.我们这里的 get up 是从床里出来，也就是离开床。那么大家记得离开床是 get up， 上床睡觉呢叫 go to bed。 So after you stop sleeping, after you wake up, then you get up, you get out of your bed。 那这个动作呢是 sleep 睡觉， wake up 醒了，然后 get up 离开床。 Lucy begins her story by saying that on a weekday， 什么是 weekday 呢？That is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday. 也就是你们口中所说的工作日啊。为什么是你们口中而不是我们口中呢？啊，因为熊叔，宇宙不爆炸，熊叔不放假啊。与 weekday 相对应的周末就是 weekend. The other part of the week is called the weekend, Saturday, and Sunday. On a weekday, what some other people might also call a work day, a day they have to work.那 weekday 呢，有时候也会叫做工作日 workday。那这个 workday 呢，我们就非常熟悉了。Lucy says she usually gets up around 6:30 in the morning, but she sets her alarm to go off at 6:20. 啊，这是刚刚提到的一个问题。她一般呢是六点半起床，然后六点二十定闹铃。所以呢，叫醒 Lucy 的看来不是梦想了。Her alarm.Alarm is what makes noise. 这个 alarm 就是发出声音的这种可以叫醒他的闹铃。现在基本上没有人单独会用一个闹铃了，都是直接手机上，哎，设个点儿。Hey Siri, 明天六点半叫醒我。或者 Hi Bixby, 明天六点半叫醒我。你知道一个很好的练习英语的方式是什么吗？就是把你的手机语音助手改成英文的。这个时候就会变成 Hey Siri, wake me up tomorrow at 6:30 in the morning.然后 Siri 就说 Wow, your English is very good. 或者 Hi Bixby, wake me up tomorrow at 6:30 in the morning. 那这个时候如果你的语音助手回答你是 Sorry, I don't understand. 哎，那你就要反思一下自己的发音是不是有问题啦。To set your alarm, set means to put it to the correct time. 那我们设定闹钟呢就是 set our alarms. 所以我们也可以对着 Siri 或者 Bixby 说 Hey Siri,Set an alarm tomorrow at 6:30 in the morning. 然后 Siri 就会很开心地回答你，对不起，我好像不明白。 So, on weekdays, when do you usually get up in the morning? What about on weekends? And what do you usually do after you get up, huh? 大家 平时都是几点起床呢？你的闹钟又设在几点呢？周末又几点起床呢？你起床之后会做些什么呢？欢迎大家留言告诉熊叔 Your Routine